My God, thank you, my God. My God is powerful. My God is beyond words and the ability to understand. God is peace. My God is calmness. My God is joy. My God is able to do the impossible, as well as for your God. Don't ever consider God a small deity that is not able to do nothing. And God is able to do all things. As long as you trust and believe in God, that things can be done and know that it can be done. And God knows your heart, so don't ever lie to yourself or lie to God thinking that you're getting away with something. You will not get away with nothing. So one thing that I want to focus on today on this wonderful Monday is I call Monday my God Monday. So understanding the correction with God is so powerful. And when you understand your walk with God, do you understand how you can be corrected in your walk with God? So what we're going to do is lead to scripture. And the King James Version in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, it says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And that's the first one. And the second scripture is going to be Proverbs chapter 22, verse 15, says, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive in. It says, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. So when you think about these two scriptures are focused on your correction with God and being rightfully with God. I understand. To drive out the lie, the truth has to be in you. And understand truth is the only thing that God can see within you, regardless if you don't want to see the truth. So when you start living your life in truth, you understand how God will move into your life and change your life. He'll give you calmness, peace, and indescribable joy. And understand that because God knows your heart, even when you don't want to acknowledge the heart, deepest, darkest secrets. But God understands that. And God is not able to not do nothing in your life. God is the God of the impossible. So God is able to just change and mold things for your good. So I just wanted to send that to you as you tackle this wonderful week. And any trials and tribulations that come before you, God is with you. And never think that God is never with you.